Now, sisters, now I asked you, we're going to start using, you have a printout of the history of Eucharistic Adoration. Would you please open it? And I thought, in the few minutes we have tonight, let's just go over the table of contents. You have it, don't you? Table of contents. Good. Let's just spend the next 4 or 5 minutes before we break up. First, the introduction. This, call it booklet or pamphlet, was written under orders of the Holy See. And in fact, the cardinal who ordered me to write this is, what a statement. I won't tell you who it is, but he is what we call a mole for the Holy Father. What is a mole? He is like a spy. I would not identify him, of course. But he goes around to the different branches of the Vatican. He's a very nice person, very kind, but very smart, and a strong faith. It was written by order of the Holy See, in order, originally, remember, for the delegates to the International Eucharistic Congress in Seville, Spain, in 1992. Now the history of Eucharistic Adoration, which this is. First, in apostolic times to the Middle Ages, it is well to know that in the early church there was never any question among professed Catholics that Jesus Christ is really, truly, and entirely present, humanity and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament. And that lasted almost 1,000 years. And many other heresies, denying the Trinity, denying Christ's divinity, but not denying the real presence. And that is why the chapter, Berengarius to St. Francis of Assisi. Berengarius was a monk. And sister, I've asked you to read this, remember? And we'll have our classes on this book, not only, but especially, because it's on the real presence. Berengarius was a monk. And he attacked the writing of a Saint Pascasius. If you want to memorize the spelling, Pascasius. Do I have it there? Pascasius? Pascasius in Latin. Saint Pascasius. He wrote a wonderful treatise on the real presence, and he lived in the 9th century. He lived about 50 years, died about 880 AD. I was giving a retreat to the Carmelite contemplative nuns in Dallas, Texas, in southern United States. I've been searching for years to find a copy. As far as I know, it's never been translated into English. The Latin text of St. Paschasius defending the real peasants, date 9th century. Berengarius attacked St. Paschasius, and he wrote a book denying the real peasants. And since that date, since Berengarius wrote his denial of the real peasants, the Catholic Church has had one heresy after another. And we'll continue, and then, sisters, I would appreciate, and sisters, I'm giving you some homework. I would much appreciate if either you personally or somebody whom you know, could be a lay person, could be a priest, whatever would be written out in print, whether in a parish bulletin, in diocesan paper, in a magazine, in a book, somehow questioning the real peasants. Am I clear, sisters? In other words, we have plenty of heretics in the United States. I would like to know, take just another minute, if and where there are also heretics in India. Am I clear? As Frank Lum knows, we are collecting heretics. Thank you in advance. And if after I leave Calcutta, you find something, please. And you can send it, collect. I will pay for the postage. Now let us pray. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Maria, Mater Eucharistiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And Sister Frederick, I just asked.